From downtown to the Cove, Stamford listens to Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I want to focus more on what our police departments are doing in their everyday jobs and some of the success stories they have that don't even make it to front page news. And that's why WICC exists. We're for the community. We're a voice for the community. And we also highlight stories that maybe you haven't heard of, but they'll get these like little shout outs on social media, for example. So the people who follow them might hear about it, but the majority of people don't know. And that's exactly what happened with the Milford Police Department. So to give you a little bit of background, about a month ago, it really came to my realization how little the media does with highlighting police and especially canines. We know that canine programs are not cheap. We know that every police department does not have a canine or canine officers. And that really became apparent to me after we spoke with a different department. It was Easton. And we learned about something unbelievable that a canine had done in Bridgeport back in 2021. I said, I never saw an article on this, never heard a news piece on this. And the officer, got to give her kudos. Officer French said to me, yeah, it's because you guys don't cover that kind of stuff. And so we are trying here at WICC to do a better job of that. I think it's really important that we not only focus on the what you call sexy headlines out there, but we really focus on what is happening. What are our officers and our canine officers accomplishing to keep our community safe? So this story screams that. And joining us now, I am very honored to have with us Officer Owens with the Milford Police Department. And I don't think K-9 Rip is on the phone, but certainly we know is your partner in crime. So Officer Owens, welcome to WICC. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So first of all, Officer Owens, tell me about your partnership with K-9 Rip. And some of the like the training to get Rip into the position he is now in with Milford PD.
Sure. So Rip and I went through an extensive 16-week training program with the Connecticut State Police back in the fall. We graduated in late December, so we've been on the road for a couple months now. He's a young dog, about 16 months, and we go through all sorts of things during training. Tracking, nose work, building searches, apprehension, evidence recovery. And the main focus is the primary focus of a canine that we use in this environment is primarily a location tool. That's the bread and butter of the canine. In the canine world, you want to be able to find people, find missing people, find juveniles, find elderly people that, you know, may walk off, and also find, criminals who partake in bad stuff. So, yeah, it was an extensive training program, and it was about 16 weeks, and we hit the road, and we're having some success so far.
So he's a baby. 16
yeah,
months?
He's
wow.
Very, he's young. Yeah, he's a young dog.
It's a young dog. Beautiful dog, though. Absolutely incredible. I mean, in so smart. What is his specialty, or what are his specialties?
Sure. So his specialties, like I said, he's trained in building searches, tracking, recovering evidence that may be left on scene of a crime or thrown in wooded areas. And again, his main job here is to locate and find people through his natural abilities, his nose. And we look for strong genetics in a dog to have all these sorts of traits in their genetics. To be able to do this type of stuff in this working environment. So it's definitely amazing to watch him do the work he does.
Yeah, it really is. And I wasn't sure, Officer Owens, not to discredit police officers by any stretch of the imagination, but share with us if you can give us some insight into this. You know, the real plus to having a canine officer. So we're going to talk about, obviously, this story, which is what, you know, prompted us having this conversation today. But
sure.
I really want to highlight how important it is when you have a canine program, how that really sort of puts your department ahead of the game when it comes to solving cases, for example. Like, what do canines have that a human officer just physically cannot do?
Sure. So we rely on the animal's natural instincts, his olfactory, his his nose work to, you know, search out people that have left a scene better than we can at humans. And as, you know, we as humans, again, as I talked about, his main purpose is to be used for a tracking device. You know, we shed skin rash, and through training and repetition, the dog is known to pick up on that specific odor of people, and he's learned to track them. So, again, it's a big investment for police departments, but it's a tool that, you know, is used, you know, daily, weekly, and we have a mutual understanding with departments around us in the state of Connecticut that, for example, if one department doesn't have a dog working, you know, they call around for a dog, and we lend our services to other municipalities who may not have a dog working that shift or may not have a dog on their program yet. Again, it's a upfront and an initial cost.
All right, we are connected to Officer Owens. Gotta love technology, right, Officer Owens? Thank
exactly.
you so much. Thank you for calling back.
No problem.
Before we dive into the story that I do want to get to, I promise we are going to get there. I just wanted to make sure that you could finish your thought, because you were discussing the fact that it's not cheap to fund a canine program, which is why so many departments, you know, maybe don't have them, or if they do, they have maybe one canine.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you know, it's a budget item, and cost definitely goes into city budgets and where these funds are coming from. A lot of places, a lot of donors donate, you know, money, or businesses make a generous donation to the city to pay for these German Shepherds. They can range from anywhere from, you know, on the low end, $9,000 to the high end, you know, $13,000, $14,000. And then those costs are only going to go up throughout the course of the years to come. But, you know, we're thankful for donations and what people do around the state of Connecticut to put these dogs online for municipalities. It's truly, you know, more success stories with these dogs that don't get recorded, that don't get publicized, happen daily and weekly throughout the state. And it's through training, and it's through the Connecticut State Police program that we train with and training on our own, that putting in repetitions with these dogs to locate people and really focusing on tracking through a dog. Like I said before, that is the bread and butter. You want a successful canine that can locate people. So it pays off in the end when you see some success stories out there.
All right. So let's go to your success story, which happened back on March 4th. What happened?
Sure. I was working the midnight shift, and Trumbull called out for if any available canines were working. Milford lended our assistance, and I made my way to Trumbull, the area of Trumbull, to help the officers there locate an individual who left his residence, who made some suicidal, you know, concerns and statements and stuff like that. I'm not going to get into the details. That's Trumbull's case. But my role there specifically was I know a person left the house, and we're going to do everything in our best ability to find that person. There's an article of clothing left on scene, and basically I introduced the dog to the article of clothing, and we started tracking. The dog picks up the odor. He knows, again, through repetitions, through our training program, that once he's introduced to some sort of scent article and evidence, he's going to try and follow that odor trail to where the end source of the main odor is, and that being the person we're looking for. It was a lengthy track through, you know, multiple backyards, through streets, a couple wooded areas. And this individual kept moving around. So it's not like he walked off and hunkered down in one location. He was on the go. So it was continuous. And again, the dog, it was just like a training track. He knew his job, and he was on the odor, and you could tell by his body language and certain behavior traits and stuff that he was in odor of locating this male. And at the end of it, we found the male in the woodline, and services were then provided to the male to get him the proper help outside of the police care that he needs for the situation that he was going through.
That is unbelievable. I mean, that's really, that's incredible. So kudos to both of you. And again, if I'm understanding this correctly, this happened in a pretty timely fashion. Like, how quickly were you guys able to find this man?
I mean, it was probably within, like, from the start of the track to the end, a good, you know, probably good like 15, 20 minutes we were tracking and trying to locate the subject. There's, of course, a time delay upon when I get dispatched and I'm going there. So it always gives the people time to get away, right? So you factor that in. But the actual time we started tracking this person, total time spent was probably roughly 15 minutes or so, maybe a little longer.
I guess the reason I'm asking that, though, is kind of going back to what we discussed before, which is if there was no canine, you know, like if it was tribal police and they had to go in and respond to this, it probably would have taken a little bit longer, I would imagine, because, again, you've got an animal that is trained and has a nose that's better than, I don't even care if you have the strongest nose on the planet. You're not going to touch a dog's nose. I mean, even just the timely turnaround for Canine Rip to find this person is extraordinary.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And the dog provides something that we can't. I mean, we could drive around, we could walk around the neighborhood and look with our eyes as humans, right? But the dog has he has that natural ability to use his nose and bring the officer who's holding the leash to areas that, you know, we may not have thought of just walking around on foot. And it's a truly amazing thing to watch.
Yeah, it really is. It's beautiful. And I think, you know, you're kind of, again, just speaking truth to the importance of these canine programs. And help me to understand, if you don't mind, Officer Owens, does your department, do you basically rely, like, so you're saying, you know, so for example, Rip has to continue getting training. He's got to stay sharp. But that costs money.
Sure.
You've got to pay for his food. You got to pay for his health, all of that. So does the department get money, or are you basically relying on donations?
Yeah, I mean, initially the upfront cost of whether the way the budgets work with cities, whether they line item a dog to purchase or they get donations, it's handled differently through every municipality. There is budgeted food items that we try not to go over. There are checks and balances, but, you know, I know certain PDs get donations for their dogs, whether it's food or vests, stuff like that. But it varies per police department.
That's amazing. Well, I want to thank, again, you, Officer Owens, and Canine Rip for the work that you do. And how often would you say you're responding to things like that? Because, again, this wasn't even in your city that you're with. This was in Trumbull. So how often would you say Canine Rip is doing things like this?
Yeah, I mean, for going out of town, it's less frequent than what we do with the dog in town here. Maybe going out of town once every 2 weeks in a spring, summer, it might be more going out of town to help other PDs. You know, Rip certainly gets more work in our Milford city limits than other areas outside of Milford. But, yeah, going outside of town and helping other agencies, it's less frequent than what he does in Milford. It's only going to pick up as the springtime approaches and summertime approaches.
Wow. Well, we can't wait to see more stories, certainly, and to keep highlighting how incredible our police are and our canines, of course. And so, Officer Owens with the Milford Police Department, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about this today.
Awesome. My pleasure. Thank you very much. Thanks
of
for the time.
Of course. Yes, and thank you for your service. And, of course, Canine Rip. Can't forget little Canine Rip. Only 16 months.
Absolutely.
Accomplishing more than I ever will in my entire life. So I'm so proud of him. Thank you so much. Always appreciate your time and the Milford Police Department. Thank you again, Officer Owens.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.